This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Kate, good morning to ya.
Good morning. I promise I am awake. I really do.
Same here.
I sound a little sleepy in my voice. I promise I'm not. I'm awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic.
Look at you go. Hey, have people been saying anything to you about Great British Bake Off or Great British Baking Show?
No.
There's a character on there who is kind of similar to you, but not really. Like, you're way prettier, way smarter, way funnier, way better. But she's really good at baking, and she's, like, bubbly. So she, I don't know, been calling her Kate.
Oh, I love it. I wish I was good at baking / British.
Same. I keep being like, I'm going to bake something, and then instead I go to sleep.
Yeah. It's hard when it's a late, you work all day and then you have to like do stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you have to watch TV all night. And then
you're like,
oh,
you have
time
to.
Go.
I think her name is Alice. So if you Google Alice from Great British Baking Show and say, Rachel, how dare you? I'm sorry.
No, I'll probably be flattered.
Okay.
She's a strong woman. I love it.
Yeah, she's really good.
Good. If she wins the whole thing, I'm going to be like, yes.
Well, I'm a few episodes behind, so I don't know. I don't know what's happening. No spoilers.
Like, I'm watching Veep right now.
Uh-huh.
Like, as in Vice President.
Yeah.
And it's about, oh, why can't I think of her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. Yes. So she's, like, the Vice President, and she just is, like, a bumble of mistakes all the time, and everything's, like, stress and dramatic, and the world is going to end. And it's, like, funny because it's just all, like a bunch of bumbling idiots running the country, which I've been watching it. And sometimes it makes me mad because sometimes she does stuff that I'm like, what? Like, come on. Nobody's that dumb.
Yeah.
Like.
How was your week?
It was good. So this week I will be in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Academy.
Living the dream.
Academy.
I am going to Academy, and I'm really pumped. It's going to be one of my less busy conferences and just more about learning, which is kind of the point this year.
That's awesome. So,
but today, since it is Tuesday right now in our world of podcasting, my office is holding a trunk show. So I go into work in a little bit, yeah, but we're hosting a trunk show and we've got all these crazy frames all week, all day, and like deals and like food and drink and giveaways and drawings. And I feel like it's going to be a fun day. I'm really excited.
That sounds great.
Oh, so how was your week?
Oh, my week was good. Let me see. Gosh. We're doing some OCT training. I'm trying to set my prices for sclerals and stuff and figure everything out. Just a lot of work stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes it ebbs and flows. Some weeks is a lot of work stuff. Some weeks is a lot of, personal stuff.
Yeah.
Some weeks it's some travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good mixture.
Yeah. So what's on the menu today?
Okay, so the menu today is coffee cake.
Ooh, how come?
So why it is coffee cake is because two things. One, it's delicious. Two, coffee cake. So we have a local restaurant in town, and their specialty is their coffee cake, and it's super delicious and super good. And today we're going to be talking about like local elections and like community involvement and how to be like an active member of your community by voting and by being a part of, different organizations. And so I felt like that was just so apropos.
Yeah, that's good. So tell me about your experience, Kate.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Thanks for asking, Rachel. So to this past few weeks, I have been, it is hard to like find friends and make friends and like get a part of organizations and things like if you just sit at home all the time. So I've been working really hard to try to find ways to get involved in my community. But I want to be like specific and like just kind of almost selective about it because I can just say yes to everything. And so I kind of wanted to do more things that I was interested in and that I feel like would be beneficial to my time. So the first organization I joined was League of Women Voters. So their mission is to increase voting in women and minorities, but for all people in general. But like if they can do it with those two, that's like the goal. And then they also want to educate people on why voting is important and like on the candidates and, you know, on the kind of the political process. And it started with the suffragettes. And so we're about 100 years, we're almost to the 100-year mark of women's suffrage. And so that's been really cool just to kind of be a part of. I am the youngest person there by probably 30, 40 years, but that's okay. I'm excited and I love it.
You're going to be running that joint soon.
Their meetings are on my late days at work. So I just like pop in a little late and just like add my 2 cents first. And they're all like, whoa, she's brilliant. And like, oh, okay. And so then, I joined there, but, sometimes, the meetings are once a month and there's certain activities that I can't help with or be a part of just because of life and schedules and work and stuff. So, then I went and just, I kind of started searching on Facebook for community organizations to be a part of. And I found this panel that organization was hosting to benefit the Women's Crisis Center here in Wichita. And so just listen, and it was all females that have made a huge difference in their in the Wichita community. And so that was really cool. So I got to listen to these girl bosses, and then they talked a lot about their lean in circle. And I'd never been a part of a lean in circle. And so I thought, well, these ladies are doing it. Maybe I should do it too. And so I joined, and I had my first lean in circle meeting last night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but along the way, I've met some people that like have that are in political office at the state level. I haven't met anybody. The people that I know that I've met that are at the national level is through optometry, but the one thing that that every organization has talked about is how there's, the best way to empower women is to get women into political office or into leadership roles in our community. So, I thought it's also important to talk about, exercising your right to vote because we're almost to 100 years of women's suffrage, as well as, vetting the candidates and seeing how they follow the stances on women's rights. As well as identifying women that might be in an awesome position for you to empower them for leadership positions politically or otherwise in their community. So, that's kind of what's brought us to here.
That's awesome. So while you've been talking, I am joining League of Women Voters.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
I was wondering what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you're inspiring. So I've heard that like your first year in practice, like you're really, really busy right away. And then all of a sudden, like things level out and you're mm-hmm. like good at work. And then home is kind of like you're mm-hmm. kind of used to going to work and coming home. And then you have a bunch of free time that you didn't expect unless there are other things going on in your life. But I've heard that that can be true for like new grads. Mm-hmm. What if you wanted to fill that free time with running for office? What if you wanted to get involved in your community and like run for the school board or like, or whatever? There are a couple different organizations that have like the path all set out for you. Like they've broken down all the things you need to do in order to get your name on a ballot and run for office. And so I was just like Googling around because I've heard of Emily's List and I know that that's looking for Democratic pro-choice women. But on the Republican side, are you a Republican, for example, I believe there's one called Winning for Women. Like, I don't care what your politics are. I mean, I care. Like, of course, obviously I care. But, like, I feel like the more women we can get involved in the political process, the better. So.
Yeah. I continually am – I'm always reading books because that's what I do right now. Mm-hmm. And so – Melinda Gates just talks about how much, having women in leadership positions, it does two things. One, it creates a more equal table to truly bring up the community. like you're, if you have a woman at that table, they're speaking for other women. And, you know, women infiltrate, you know, obviously everywhere, but also have a larger amount of, typically a larger amount of responsibility at home. So, there's, it can influence the community more. So that's always one thing. And then two, it also, it shows that they're, you know, we're not having just one gender rule everything. So I think that's important whether, no matter who also, no matter what gender you identify with.
Yes.
There's the more diversity that we can get in political office, the more representative it will be of our population. And right now, but let's say you don't want to run for office.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's say you're like, you know, I enjoy, you know, going to meetings in my community and getting to know people and like learning more about my, such as me in Wichita, you know, I enjoy learning more about Wichita. But I don't want to run for office. I don't want to hold a leadership position. Like you still have an active voice that you need to use. So, the best thing that you can do is get informed on your candidates. So here we're having a local election come up in November. Everybody should look into is see when their next local election is. Probably if I were to put big money on it, yours will also be on November 5th. You know, it's usually the first Tuesday in November. But look up who's running for what, you know, what is on the ballot. Because sometimes there can be sneaky things that get put on the ballot, such as in Arkansas, they were trying to reverse a bill that optometrists did based on putting something on the ballot. Walmart put on the ballot in Oklahoma, trying to say that they can create corporate subleases / hire associates to work at their practices, when Oklahoma law had not been able to pass that through Congress. So they put it on a ballot, and just wanted people to sneakily be like, oh yeah, I want an optometrist at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Rather than kind of going through good processes with that all. So make sure you find out what is on your ballot, because there will be elected officials and then there will be some other options, as there will be some more, you know, kind of things to vote on as well. So look that up. There is, some great places to look is to look at like a community website. So like your city's website, sometimes they will have some things there. You can also look, I have to like rack my brain on this one. Because there's some political like fact.
Like Ballotopedia, finding. I think.
Yeah.
Is one.
Yeah. Ballotopedia. That's the one I was thinking of. Which is fantastic because it's run nonpartisan.
Mm.
And so, that's always a fantastic one to kind of note and see. Mm-hmm. But then also start thinking about, let's say you don't want to run an election. You don't want to hold a leadership position. Those things just don't appeal to you. Is possibly donating to a campaign / donating to a PAC. So we've probably all heard of that in optometry. And I highly encourage you to do that in optometry because that way people will have an opportunity. You know, your state and then nationally will be able to support people that support optometry. While sometimes you can say, well, I don't want my name to be supportive of this political candidate since it's in a PAC. The PAC will have donated. And then if somebody looks further into the PAC, they could see that you donated to the PAC. But let's say you're like, that doesn't sound like what I want, but typically, optometry does a fantastic job of watching for good political people that are going to support optometry as well as that aren't kind of don't have like crazy backgrounds
mm-hmm.
because they're like, we're optometry. We want to support good people.
Yeah.
But if not, find the candidates that you're looking for that you find that you have a lot of connections to and that you feel like represents you best, as well as represents women's issues best, and donate to them. So it can be $5, it can be $250. A lot of times, especially in presidential elections, it's the number of people donating to the campaign, not the amount of money that's donated mm-hmm. to that campaign. So like currently, if you look at the Democratic presidential election, it's when they have the presidential debates, it's more dependent on the number of people that have donated to the campaign rather than the amount that is raised. So those are ways, just other ways to kind of think about getting involved.
Yeah, that's really good. And if you like even are a few steps removed from that, maybe just get yourself registered to vote. Just make sure you are registered. Like, you can do that online. And then if you want to register your friends, I think you can get yourself set up to register other people.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. We'll put a link to kind of look up voter registration kind of for different states and kind of see if you're registered, because I thought I was registered, but I found out later on that I wasn't. Because when I did my license, it registered, but I thought I did, and then it didn't click the right things. And so, I needed to re-register. So sometimes there's an expiration on your on that registration. And so,
and there's this make sure you double check. Wild and crazy thing where they're purging people from the voter roll if there's like a discrepancy. Mm-hmm. Some states do this, and it's almost always wrong that they do it. It's like, if your name appears on another state's roll, they'll flag your name and then remove it from the roll. So then when you show up to vote, your name isn't there. And it's a mistake, but it turns people away and like suppresses the vote. So if you find that you're not registered to vote, like check early, figure out what's going on. Like, it shouldn't take too much for you to get re-registered to vote. But like, don't be scared if you're turned away. Like, if you're turned away from voting, like, look into it. It's not your fault that this happened, most likely. It's just like a tactic that states use. Like, it's like, it's a mistake, but it's probably not your mistake. So stick with it. Voting is important.
Yeah. So, things that you should also note about, when you go to the polls, is make sure you have proper identification with you. If you have that,
not every state requires it, but
it's just easier to have that just in case. It is not a requirement, and it shouldn't be a requirement everywhere, for, in my personal opinion.
Same, agreed.
But, in Kansas, we've had some people that have not made voting easy. And so, it's just a smart thing to have with you just in case something happens. Also, look up what you might need to bring with you to the polls. Sometimes you need to bring a piece of mail with you or different items. So just check up what you might need to bring with you as well. Let's say, like, all of this, you're like, I don't know. This is a lot. I'm not sure about this. Another great way just to kind of be and support women in your community and in your state is just to, like, join organizations and be a woman's voice in them. So even though right now I'm trying to find a lot of organizations that support women, because right now I don't know too much about my community, and that's a great way just to kind of know, is it's a safe space to learn and grow. So that's why I've joined Lean In and League of Women Voters. And so I'm just trying to learn about my community, and then I continually want to join organizations and be a part of things. And whether that's just going to like a women's panel I had that I went to, it was not anything that was, there wasn't anything organization that I was a part of. It was just kind of supporting a women's crisis center. And then it ended up that one of the companies made a large donation, so it was free even. I've still made a donation to the Women's Crisis Center, but like, it was free to go. And I learned a lot about our community. Like, in Wichita, I just found out that we had in the past 5 years, we've had 4,000 educated women leave our city.
Oh, no.
And it's just been, and there's, we have some, We have some major wage gap going on here in Wichita, in extensive, in many corporations, and just have had, there's a lot of things that are just not supporting women in our city. So, you go and you learn those things, and maybe you'll find something that gets you fired up. And maybe you're just there to support the women that are doing these great things and saying, I'm a cheerleader in your corner. And I'm here to support you. So, you know, just
man,
kind
oh
of
man,
find
Kate,
things.
You know your stuff. This is really good. So the other day I was at a hockey game and I was like, oh, we dressed in this podcast. I really wish I could be more involved in the women's, Safe Berks is what it's called here, but it used to be the Berks Women in Crisis Center. And at this hockey game, they had a stand for it. So, like, they had, like, a little a flyer. They were giving away, like, Frisbees and stuff. And so I went over and was like, how do I sign up? And then they gave me a ton of information, and now I'm signed up for all this stuff. So it's like –
that's so cool.
Maybe just, like, if you don't know where to start, just keep your eyes open for what's around you. Like, maybe it'll come.